if you buy something in large amounts, you say you buy it.
Larger quantity? And
yeah. Well, let's say you buy
a good supply of it.
A carload at a time. That's not buying it retail, that's buying it
wholesale.
Yeah. And you're also not buying it in small amounts, you're buying it in
Larger quantity.
What I mean is you're not buying it in packages. You're buying it in
that way you'd be buying it wholesale.
Uh-huh. If you had a friend who had two apples and you wanted one of them, what would you say to him? Good friend.
I'd say, why don't you divide up?
And if he just had one apple, and he had it a knife, he had a knife.
Well, I'd say, give me a piece of it if I couldn't get along without it.
Well, if you wanted him to cut it, well, let's say cut it so there are two parts.
Give me a half of it.
Uh-huh. Or
a quarter of it.
And take that knife and cut it. Cut it how? I say, you want half and you want him to have half.
Well, I just cut it right down the center.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if you'd say cut it in two or cut it half in two or...
Well, I just say cut it half in two would be the...
Would that be common?
Yeah,
term?
That'd be, yeah.
No, that's the one my wife uses.
Yeah.
She's an Altus girl.
Is she?
If something is, just a short distance away, you say, it's not far, it's just...
A little piece over there.
Mm-hmm. Now, over in Broken Bow, they always said over yonder. And just almost without exception.
Over the ridge, huh?
Yeah. What would you call the inside of a peach?
The seed.
And a peach that sticks to the seed?
Cling.
Then one that's loose?
Freestone.
Uh-huh. How about the center of a cherry?
Pit.
Uh-huh. And the center of an apple?
Core.
Any special word for dried pieces of apple?
Any special word for it?
Uh-huh.
Dried apples is all I heard.
I know in some German communities they'd call those schnitz.
I've never heard that.
Little pieces of apple that are cut and then dried.
Yeah. Mother used to dry lots of apples and peaches too. We'd put them up on the edge of the mountain in the hot sun and dry them out in one afternoon nearly.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I've talked to...
Right there at the mountain.
Uh-huh. I've talked to many people and they said, the fellow said that his boys, they'd have to put them up on the roof.
Yeah, I've seen them.
They'd have to
too.
Cover them with gauze.
Yeah.
Then have to be careful because if it rained, they all had to come in.
Yeah, they had to watch that. Well, we put them out on that mountain, that rock would get hot, doggone. And
yeah.
You can take one day and it'll sure dry them out.
Boy.
We go out there in that night and pick them up and it's all right.
Huh. You were lucky there.
Yeah.
Did you raise vegetables on the ranch? Did you have a garden?
Not on the ranch, no. We did over home here at Granite, but mother always had a good garden, beets, peas, and beans, and onions, and turnips, and all those various garden vegetables.
Did you raise your own potatoes?
Well, we didn't have very much luck with potatoes. I guess didn't do very good over there. We both had to buy most of those.
Now, those were the yellow ones, or the...
Well, that's the Irish potatoes or the sweet potatoes either.
Uh-huh. Did you ever raise any of those nut-like things that grow under the ground, grow on vines? They come in shells about that long.
Goobers? Yeah.